צריכים בחורד אכסניה.
So usually the minig is, Rabbi Blazer calls me off Thursday night and he says, oh, you're wrong, you know, you're not going to take, maybe we could get you to speak. So then I can get up and I can start with an excuse that I have nothing prepared. This year, for some unknown reason, Rabbi Blazer was actually prepared. So he calls me on Wednesday. Now I'm like, I don't even know how to react. So I just delayed and gave him the answer Thursday night. So now we can start with the same thing. I really have nothing prepared. Well, there's really two things. Now, Baruch Hashem, as Harbor Side is growing, so I realized that one of the duties of a Rosh Kel is to become like a seminary girl. And the majority of my life is spent on the phone, the last thing. So my brain is kipshuta kamash my fried. I've never talked on the phone this much. And b'derech kal, anyone who knows me, I'm not a phone guy. I'm like that guy, like, oh, hi, how you doing? Everything's good? Okay, fine. Right? Here, it's like you have to pretend like you're nice. It's part of my duty. So they called it a schmooze. I'll say this is like a schmooze. Like, we're just schmoozing. I'm not saying that, I don't know if what I'm saying is a chiddush. It's more of our gusha that I had. And I'll share the argosha. So obviously, as Elo comes in, it's the Yimei HaTshuva. And I always use this opportunity. I'm the type of guy that if I try to push myself and I read this far, but Lamaisa, in a demo, when you're pressured to actually say something, forces you to think a little deeper. And the question that I think is on the forefront of everyone's mind during these days is, why is tshuva so hard? Why is tshuva so hard? Every year we go through the same, whatever you want to call it, the same motions. Hopefully we accomplish something from last year and we two dice. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, as much as we talk about tshuva and we learn about tshuva and read the Sifrei Moser, it's not an easy ibrit. It's not an easy ibrit. And there's 100 different reasons why it's hard. But I tell you, our gusha that I had, I don't know that it makes tshuva necessarily easier, but it maybe gives a little bit of a perspective. The tour, the famous tour in the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, brings down in the beginning that the Yom HaDin that Klal Yisrael faces on Rosh Hashanah is much different than the Yom HaDin by the Goyim. By the Goyim, they wear shchayim, they wear black, they don't shave. The Pachad HaDin creates a fear, a palpable fear by them, and it disrupts the function of their lives. Yet when it comes to Klal Yisrael, we find the Rosh Hashanah is fakir. Klal Yisrael is Levish Levanim. You're supposed to get a haircut, you're supposed to shave. Likras Yom HaDin. And the Torah says that because of this, and this is where the Makar that we learn out, that Rosh Hashanah Taka has a Ksas Din Yomtiv to a certain extent. And it's Yidua, the Kasha of all the Achrayim, I mean, you look at all the Svarim, I'm not being Mechadish or anything, that it would seem that when you go through the Maimarim in Chazal, B'negei Rosh Hashanah, it would seem to be a complete steer to this statement of the Torah. Fakert. At Zecher, Maisei Olam, Yotzer Pekud Ekedem, Ein Shichal Lefnei Chisei Chivadecha, the Pachad is Oyem V'Noyra. And the Pachad HaDin, when you read the Sifrei Moser, that a person knows that Chayev Tluyim, right? His life is in the balance. He has no idea what's going to be. But the Torah tells us Betucha Benes. So the question is, how do you resolve this? What seems to be a very simple stira between what the Torah is telling you and what the day really promotes. And secondly, I had to do this. My pleasure with your mechila. I had to. But the first press play. The first year I was here. I remember it was El, or anyone who was here last year heard this from me. Yeah, it was El, and I was reading a sefer. I mean, it's not, I'm sure all of you have learned it. Parshas Kiseitein. Kiseitein l'amachom al yivecha. That when you go out to war, and the Torah discusses that when the soldiers go out to war and they're in a compromised situation, they don't have the kayach to necessarily be shoyes on top of their yetzer hara. So the Torah gives us the solution, the Eitzah of Eishes Sifas Torah. And she has to go through the process where she gets unclothed, she doesn't let her hair grow long, and her nails, she doesn't cut her nails, she takes off the Simla Shivya, right? And then she puts on, she has to sit in the Pesach of the Bayis, and we try to make her a Menuvelis so that he'll want to get rid of her. And the Pasuk says, Ubaksa Alaviyah Valiyima Yerech Yamin, that she cries for her mother and her father for a month. So the Zohar famously says that Ubaksa Alaviyah Valiyima Yerech Yamin is a remez l'chay the shalom. He says we're not going to answer everything, but what he says is, Avio Zah Kadosh Baruch Hu email and say, Am Yisrael, right? And he says, Yerach Yom Zehu Chodesh El. So the Shaila is that it would seem to be a very interesting place for the Torah to be Meramis to the Koyach of Chodesh El. Out of all the places in the Torah, we're picking the one place where the Torah is rather giving an Eitzah to the Eitzah. It's not even telling you how to be Shailit on top of it. It's Fakir. The Torah is saying is that the soldiers didn't have the Echelis to be Shailit on it. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to come up with a loophole to get them out of the situation. Yet out of all places in the Torah to be Meramis to Chodesh El, Eitzah Sivas Torah is the place. So Rabbi Blezer has what I think, in my world, I don't know about his world, but in my world is one of the top five Varts I've heard. But I'm not going to share it. I'm going to let him do it. I want to just, but maybe it's Nevea from his heart, but maybe just tell a little bit why exactly out of all the places in the Torah this is the source. We know the famous kasha from the Brisker Rav that the Paitan says on Rosh Hashanah that he says, Im tzvakish la'ayni evrach mimcha elecha. That we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Piyut that when we're when he remembers our chatayim, so we run away from Hashem to Hashem. So the Brisker Rav asks that lechayis estira. When you're running away from someone, by definition, that means you're getting further away from the person, not to the person. So how do you mafarish evrach mimcha eilecha to you? The Pirush Mishnah Yisrael Ramas uses a similar lashon as well. And the Rav famously said that the whole yisaid of being betuchin, that the Torah is telling us that Klal Yisrael is betuchin ala nes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to accept our tefillas and be mezaka as l'chaim, that only works when it comes machmas pachad adin. If a person is just sitting there and he's being lazy and he's thinking, oh, you know, it's going to be well, the Torah gave us the avtacha that we're betuchin b'nes. So he says, that's not called betuchin. That's called being lazy. That's called turning a blind eye. It's called being immature. Betuchim b'neis means when a person is makir what the chaymer hadin is, when he recognizes what it is that's bringing him to this point, and he realizes that's when mivrach mimcha, we run away because we have the pachad hadin, but we have nowhere to go. Elecha, we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says only then could you be samech on the neis of the neis that the Torah is talking about. Betuchim b'neis that will be mizecha b'din. But I was thinking maybe we could have a shtickle a little bit of a different hair. Revolva writes in Ale Shor, it's such an emes of art, and Mamash talks to me. We have kama members in Chazal, it's in his Maimer Musar. And he says we have kama members in Chazal, in which Chazal extol the midah of shtika. Enlecha leguf na el shtika. But he specifically goes on one member in Pirkei Avos where the Mishnah says that if a person is walking on the road and he stops to say Kama Noah Ilan Zu, Harizu Chayv Misa. How you talking? What did I do? So in that shtickle, where Volva says is that a person has to realize that the biggest anecdote in life to be able to succeed is to be able to make Cheshbon HaNefesh. But life is so busy and we're so caught up in our day-to-day grind, like the Mesilas Yesharim says, that we don't have the capability to take the time to focus on who we are, what we are, where we're going, what are we doing, to put our meisim through the Korah Mivchan to decide whether there needs to be a tikkun, not a tikkun. So he says the one opportunity a person has is when he's walking by himself in the road. This is the most golden opportunity in your life. You have no distractions, no one's around you, no one's talking to you. He says, this is the prime moment in your life where you should be utilizing and capitalizing on the moment to be able to do a cheshbon hanefesh. For a person to waste that time, to say, Kama Noah Ilan Zu, you're wasting the most golden opportunity in your life. He says, but the problem is that people naturally are scared of quiet. He says, because when quiet comes around, he says, and no one else is in the room, he says, you begin to realize that there's a stranger sitting with you. That stranger is yourself. He says, because you have no, people get so busy in life, we push and lose track of who we are. And the distractions that we have in life are there to drown out the noise in our brain. It's to basically take away our focus from something else. You know, sometimes when a person goes through a tough time in life, so the it's is, do something, just take your mind off of it, right? Go on a vacation, go skiing, go swimming. It doesn't make a difference. I remember once I was in already overboard. I remember once that I was dating a girl and I didn't mama. She was a tough parsha. Happens to be my wife. And I called on my Rebbe and I was going Meshuggah. And I remember my Rebbe to this day, and he'll be Muslim Lakal, right? My Rebbe said, Ruvain, when you hang up this phone, I was in BMG. He said, when you hang up this phone, you're going to go to Atlantic City. He's like, don't go to the other thingies. He's like, just get away. He's like, take a friend, go to a hotel. He's like, I don't want you to talk to me. I don't want you to talk to anyone but your friend. I just want you to go and have a good time for one day, and then you come back to Yeshiva, right? So, Baruch Hashem, I had that one friend that is more than happy at any time of the day to go, right? So, it worked out, and Baruch Hashem, the rest is history. But so often, the Alishar says, is that we use these opportunities, we just try to drown out the noise. Because when the noise is not there, it becomes a meridik, a pachad. Because we feel like we're going into this black hole. There's like a rabbit hole that's in our lives, because we've spent no time trying to develop who we are and what we are. Are we really living the life that we want to live? Are we really steiging? Are we becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are we not? Are there areas that I improve? Am I really treating my wife? Am I talking to my wife? Am I talking to my children? Am I interacting with the community? Whatever it might be, every person. Am I coming to the davening on time? Am I davening in the Kehillah? Am I davening in Kedushas Levi? I'm not making any hints to anyone. Yeah? That was me, by the way, just against it. So, he says, but the Melo, people don't appreciate the power of Shtika. So the horror that I had was, is that I think up until this year, I don't even know that this is a chiddush, it's just I never thought of it. Up until this year, I always viewed all of these members that we say in davening in the tefillah that talk about the pachad din. So I always thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was always the gather of you have nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? There's nowhere to go, nowhere to hide. Do tshuva. Now, the gush that I had this year is that although that's zikr true, but there's another angle to that as well. Because sometimes, like the Ali Shur is saying, is our defense to protect ourselves from going down that rabbit hole is to build a wall so we don't have to think about our lives. But sometimes the biggest unburden is when a person is going through a tzar, he doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't know who to talk about it with. But then when he has the capability and he finds out and there's, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, whether it's Mashkiach, his Rebbe, his Rosh Yeshiva, and he opens up, it's like half the burden came off his shoulders. Half of the tzara went away just from the fact that he was able to talk to someone. So I was thinking that maybe, perhaps, this is really what the Pyatin is saying. That when you realize in your makar, the cheshbin, and you realize that it's not pshat that there's nowhere to hide, but pshat is there's no need to hide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I know everything that went on. Just open up, talk to me. You're not telling me anything I don't know. I want to help, and I want to help you get there. There's no reason to hide anymore. I know the story. I found out. I saw it. I know your Hargashis. I understand your Nesiyanis. It's not a time to hide. It's not shot that there's nowhere to hide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying there's no need to hide. It says, the Pyatin is saying, Evrach Mimcha, we're running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Pachar Adin. But Eilecha, we're running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because finally we came to the Hakara that I don't need to hide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that went on in my life. I fakir. He's telling me, please reach out to me. I'm willing. El, I need the day to be day to li. I'm here. Melech Basada, whatever, right? I'm here. Just open up, talk. You don't need to hide. There's no need to hide. And if a person is truly makir that, so then that defense system comes down. Because I was putting up that defense system my whole life to protect myself. But I was protecting myself not because I didn't want the help, because I was scared to ask for the help. But now that you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and he knows everything, pshat is, there's no need to be scared. Yes, avada, we have to do tshuva. Yes, avada, you have a person that has to be makir, the chet, and he has to understand, he has to do whatever he needs to do to be able to fix it. But to be makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way almost. The Pachar Adin is his way of coaxing us and encouraging us to have the koyach and the courage to be able to open up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Evrach Mimcha, we're running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're scared. But Eilecha, because ultimately when that wall breaks down, who does the person run to? He runs to his father. Because who is the person that's going to help him out the most in life? His father. And I was thinking that perhaps this is pshat in the Eish HaSifas Tayar. Because the Eish HaSifas Tayar, during the Muhammad, she dresses up beautifully, she puts makeup all over herself and whatever she does. But the process of Eishes Yifastar is that we're telling the person, take off those barriers. You've been living that life and pretending you were living that life because it was beautiful and life is dandy because you were trying to defend yourself. Hesir Sin L'Shivya. Let the nails grow out. Let the hair grow long. Just let your guard down. And when you do that, a person realizes, unfortunately, to quote Rabbi Ali Shor, we're like a sponge. We have more holes in our life than we do a sponge, right? But when a person reaches that, then Madrego, he'll have the kayach then to say, now I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I could cry out to you. As the Rabbi Blazer said, because that Bechiyah is a Bechiyah that's coming from a source of a person crying out and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I feel out of place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to go home. And Mr. Shem, if we be able to use this Elo to Evrach Mimcha Elecha, and Vesir Sin L'Shivya, will be Zeicha to Ksiva Chesim HaTevek Shabbos.